my satisfaction this business of a deputy for AID, and I'd like to recommend to you that you nominate Rudd Poetz, who is now the regional assistant administrator for the Far East. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
He's been with us, he's 44. He's been with the agency since 1962. You nominated him in 1964 to take over the Far Eastern job. And I think everybody agrees he's done a goddamn good job at it. Dean Rusk agrees in this. So does John Macy. I talked to Larry O'Brien about it. He's okay. I've talked to Bob Comer because Vietnam is so immediately involved in it, and he thinks it makes sense. And he and I have talked about a replacement for him, and we think we can work that out. What I propose to do is to, we now have the Vietnam job as a part of the whole Far Eastern job. If I can move Rudd Poetz up as my deputy, I propose to split that job into two and have an assistant administrator purely for Vietnam, and then have an assistant administrator for the rest of the Far East job. I think it'll mean a better job on Vietnam, and Bob Comer and I have talked about people who can fill it. There's several candidates that we think would be good at it.
First requirement he ought to have for me, and I think we got to have more for all of them, and I know this makes a good administrator like you shudder, is to have some political background and some political knowledge, because if we don't, we're going to be out of business. And I would sure give a lot of thought to anybody that ever been in the organization or might come in the organization or might be available that can get along with a fellow like Fulbright and Mansfield. And I don't mean just speak to him. I mean that can lead him. Now, I can send Gene Black up there, and he's not a hack, but he comes out with an 82-0 vote on a $1 billion bill with Bill Fulbright on something that he would normally just be stomping us about. But he plays golf with Gene Black, and he likes him, and Black can do no wrong. He could have got an $82 billion bill. And you and Rusk and me and the rest of us, he just likes to specialize in opposing us. So I would try to find, for the Vietnam administration, somebody that at some time or other had had some connection with them. There's a man that's in the on the Federal Reserve Board. And I'll get his name today that you ought to look at carefully out in St. Louis, who comes from Arkansas, who was a good banker down there, and sounds like a man of some substance, 50, 55, 60 years old, got real money, doesn't have to work, that wants to do something in the government. If we could just find somebody in charge of Vietnam that could run it, that was competent, that was able, that even if you had to send a boy with a master's degree that'd been in the agency along with him to pack his suitcase, but he could go up and get your money and your bill, it would be worth it, $20,000 you have to pay him. So I would give a lot of thought to that. Let me look at this. You sent his papers over?
John's going to give them to you this morning.
All right.
Now, we got one problem on this, and I guess it's obviously my fault. I didn't realize until yesterday that this damn job, because it's been vacant for 30 days, unless we fill it before the Congress goes home, we won't be able to fill it till January.
We'll try. If you get it to me today, I'll try to fill it today.
All right. Thanks a lot. Can I say one thing more that's kind of impudent, perhaps?
Yes, no.
I don't know how up to date you are on where we stand on our budget situation for 68, but it's going to be one hell of a tight squeeze. You know that.
Yeah. Yes,
and
sir.
I hope to Christ that on this trip that you're going to make, we're not going to get into any more commitments.
No, I don't think so. I think we have to be aware of that because we may have problems in Korea. We may have to send another division and have to make some help there. But we're going to try to avoid them, if no other reason, just to keep Fulbright and them after us.
And
Charles Shule says we've got about $500 million. Looks like we have to have more next year. I wonder if you don't want to give some thought to trying to get a supplemental.
Yeah, we've just, as you know, we've just had a chance to look at what we've got for this year. Now, the way it works out on the Vietnam money, the supporting assistance money, we're just teetering on the brink, whether we'll get through or whether we won't. In a couple of months, we'll know. But as of now, it's the odds are that we will have to go up for a supplemental on more money for Vietnam and the Far East. Not a large amount. As a matter of fact, we have unused authorizations because of the cuts we got in the appropriation round, and that might get us through. But I don't think we'll make it at the moment. I would guess we won't make it without a supplemental. On the development loan side, I think we'll get through all right. They cut the hell out of us on the money that we use for technical assistance, development grants. And we're in bad shape there simply because we're not going to be able to do new things in the agriculture field or the health field or what the hell have you. But the place where we may have to go up for supplemental, as you say, is a little more supporting assistance. It doesn't look big now. Bob McNamara has very, we've made an arrangement with him whereby the Defense Department is taking over some $95 million worth of expenses out of DOD funds, which we were formerly funding, and this is a big help. As you already know, when the Vietnamese were here, Comer and ourselves went after them on using more of their own foreign exchange reserves, which are rising. And between McNamara's takeover and what we hope you'll be able to work out and firm up with Key at Manila on this foreign exchange reserve thing, we're going to come goddamn close to getting by, but I doubt if we'll quite make it.
Let's sure watch this balance payments thing, because it's murdering us.
That's right. That's right.
So just find a way to give your money away without losing that dollar.
Yeah. We'll do our
and
best.
You got a choice between the two. Go our way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look at this and get in touch with you.
Thanks.
Thank you, man. Listen, I noticed that when I came in, we had $3 billion. You got $2,930,000,000, isn't that right?
Counting military.
Yeah. Well, we were, then that would make us $70 million less than we had the 64. And if McNamara's taking care of 95 and they're building up there, well, we're not far off in what we were the year. But got here.
Yeah, there's a hell of a difference in the swing. In other words, here's where we're squeezed. Over 25% of the economic aid money that we've got is going into Vietnam. And so the rest of the program, you might say, is way off. We're pinched by Vietnam on the one hand, and mainly by the Vietnam thing.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
If Vietnam were a reasonable, a couple hundred million instead of 550, why, shit, we wouldn't be in bad shape.
Now, do you, I see your information man. I looked at him carefully last
Chuck
night.
Bosley. Yeah.
I want you to be damn sure you're appointing Johnson man now.
Chuck Bosley?
I don't care who they are. I want you to give them a blood test.
All right.
I don't want people in here. You know, we get a little slashing up. We got some enmities going, and we got a little jealousies, and we got a good many leaks.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody that's not loyal to me. I'm not asking that they give me a 10% kickback or that they sign up my brother-in-law. But I'm damn sure I'm entitled to American loyalty, and I want it. And if they don't admire me and don't like me and don't want to work for this administration, you just tell them right off the bat, don't hire them. And if they're going to spend their time gutting me, working for anybody, I just don't want them in there. And don't you let anyone come in. That's your responsibility.
Well, I think you and I see that one the same way.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.